In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The first Sunday of the blessed month of Abib is usually around the time of the feast of our Father, the Apostles. We celebrate their feast tomorrow, and that's why the reading of this Sunday is about the mission that the Lord Christ sent his disciples to accomplish. And we see how he gave them instructions and gave them a message to deliver, and how he entrusted to them to deliver to the people a message of peace, asking everyone to reconcile with God because the kingdom of God is at hand. And how he asked them not to depend on anybody or anything except him. And we look at the disciples and see how difficult it is to go with bare hand like this, have nothing in their hands. But actually, if we look carefully, we cannot say that the Lord Christ charged them for this mission empty-handed. Everyone who is sent to represent Christ, God will equip him with certain assets, a capital that's going to be given in his hand. This capital and assets are given to the disciples are the same assets that are given to everyone who feels and know that he is called to represent Christ and go everywhere calling with the same message, the kingdom of God is at hand. Let us review these assets, and for all of us who are called to serve, let us examine if we have them or not, because these are the supporters that will allow us to complete our strive and complete the mission in peace. The first thing that were given to the disciples to be able to conduct their mission, they were appointed and sent by him. God is the one who called, appointed them. Accordingly, he is the one in charge of everything related to them and their mission. I remember one of the priests, he always used to say this, the capital that's given in the hand of every priest is his calling. If God called, then he will take care of everything. We overwhelm ourselves sometimes thinking about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to handle all of the responsibilities related to the service, how I'm going to juggle my responsibility as a father or a mother or a student studying with the requirements that the service is calling for. Today, the answer comes from St. Paul when he says to the people of Corinth, whoever goes to war at his own expense. Whom that we think of is appointed by his country to go in a war, and the country will let him go unequipped and do not care, take care of him. If this is the case with governments, that they take care of their people, what about God? We will be extremely unfair when we always think about the cost of the service and we do not think about how much God is taking care of our families and those people whom we are in charge of because we are serving him, his house, and his people. God works mysteriously in the life of the servants, take care of them, and compensating every time they spend away from their families, compensating every capital they spend serving and sacrificing for God. This is something we have to keep in mind, otherwise we will feel like God is indebted to us. We are working too hard, we are doing this and this and this, and I am overwhelmed. I cannot take care of all of the things that I am handling. And we forget that God is doing many, many things that really, if we focus and try, we will never be able to do it ourselves. For all those people who are served, think it this way. God appointed you, he will take care of you. He takes good care of the people who work with him. God also sent them two by two, two people going to the same place. Those people who are sent with us are our supporters as well. We do ourselves a mischief when we think of those people serving with us as our hindrance or our competitors. This spirit is alien to the spirit of service and the spirit of being a Christian. We cannot think of each one around us that this person is competing with me for my service. There is no competition in the service. We all add to one another. This strife and contention is not something that we ever saw in the first church. It should not be among us. The moment I feel that I am burdened with the feeling that the person who is working with me is actually a cause of trouble, he is a competitor rather than a supporter, there is something wrong here. God charged them two by two to work together and support one another. This is one of the assets given the people around me. How I think of other servants around me in the church. How I think of them and what they are doing. Are they adding? Am I working with them and synergizing their service, or we are competing with one another? Another asset given to the disciples. They spoke in his name. He told them this: whoever hears from you, hears from me. Whoever rejects you, reject me. Because they represent him, he gave them splendor and glory to represent him. It was said about Saint Peter that just his shadow, just walking in a street, people were lay, the sick people, so Saint Peter, when he walks, his shadow will heal them. We never heard about Christ himself that his shadow healed the sick. He gave his disciples glory, splendor, in order for those people to be able to represent him. We read today in the Acts of this blessed Sunday about the assembly of the disciples, that none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. Why? Because of what? Their positions, how they looked, how they walked? No, they were very simple people. They were esteemed because God bestowed upon them from his glory. He honored them because they represent him. Every servant is given the same splendor and the same glory in his household, among his people, among those people whom he is serving. Everyone who represents Christ, Christ will give him honor, and will honor this person because he is my representative. He gave them also authority over demons, over evil spirits. Forget about the miracles. We are all impressed when we see somebody is casting demons and practicing exorcism. But the authority given that we all can enjoy is the authority over evil, period. Any evil. Evil has no authority over any of us, especially those people who are serving God. This is something we have to enjoy ourselves, in order for us to be able to communicate this to others. Let us not go back and be enslaved to the weak parts that Christ worked with us in order to free us from. When we go back and we enslave ourselves to habits and evil and hatred and grudges and all of these things, we are giving up the authority that he gave to us. And we are going back to become slaves for the same weak things that Christ worked very hard in our lives in order to free us from. He gave them authority. He gave me and gave all of you, especially those people who are serving, this authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Unfortunately, in our current, our contemporary days, this is a major problem. That we, the children of God, feel we are not free. We are enslaved, either by our own will or by giving up whatever. At the end of the day, how many of us is enjoying his freedom, feeling like I have nothing to control me except my obedience to the one who called me? He gave them also a promise. And look at it carefully, that nothing by all means shall hurt them. If we think about the life of our father, the apostles, we will see that they were persecuted, insulted, they were beaten, they were tortured, And all of them, but St. John, were martyred. What kind of a promise is this? If all of these things befell upon them, how can we understand that nothing shall hurt them? Hurt here does not mean that I would be physically hurt. Hurt or evil should be always understood that nothing will hinder my salvation. Hurt is something from inside. The servants of God are given a promise that everything will happen to them. Nothing will hurt or endanger their salvation as much as they are walking with God, doing His will in their lives. Do not think of the difficulty in the road as if I am hurt. A servant should always think that whatever happened to me, this is part of the cause of the blessings. We hear about the apostles when they were beaten one time, they went rejoicing because they were counted as worthy to receive shame for His name's sake. Hurt is whatever separates me from God. And God promised, because you will serve me, nothing shall hurt you. Nothing shall separate you from me. I will always be with you. Your salvation is in my hand, and no one will be ever able to snatch you out of my hand. This is a very comforting promise, that when we will walk with God and we serve Him, then our salvation is entrusted to Him. He will work it with us till the end. As much as we stick to Him, nothing, by no means, will endanger our salvation. At the end, He gave them a reason for unspeakable joy. When they came back rejoicing because demons were subject to them, He corrected them by saying, "Do not rejoice because of this, but rejoice more and more because your names are written in the book of life." This is the most important motive in the life of the servant. His eyes are always fixed on this. My name is written in His book because I am called to serve Him. Nothing should deter us or make us to change our opinion along the way because we are facing difficulty, simply because if we look at this promise, what can separate us from this? What can hinder us from pursuing this day where we will rejoice because we were serving Christ? We hear in the gospel of the third watch of the midnight prayer that those people who serve Christ, Christ will sit them and He will serve them. I cannot imagine how this will ever happen. How this will happen, Christ Himself serving someone of us. It's an honor and a promise given to those people who are serving God. These are all assets given to those people who are serving. Unfortunately, some of us forget that we are equipped with all of these. Some also try to get for themselves other assets, like the praise from the people, getting their attention, getting them to say that this person is doing this, and this is the greatest servant, and greatest deacon, and greatest priest. All of these are faked assets, and none of them will be able to make us to continue to the end. Let us review again and think in a very focused way what God gave to us as His servants in order for us to be able to complete the mission in peace. God appointed us. He will take care of us to the end. He equipped us with those people serving with us. Other servants in the church are my supporters. He will give us honor and splendor in order for us to be able to better represent Him. He gave them and us authority to trample on demons and serpents and scorpions. He gave us a promise that nothing by any means shall hurt us. Nothing will endanger our salvation. No matter how difficult is the war, we will always be victorious because we are His. He gave them a reason for unspeakable joy when He promised that their names are written in the book of life, the same given to every one of us. who is serving Christ faithfully to the end. Glory be to God forever and ever.